This goes to Dr. Masti, M like Mary, A-S-T-I, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Joyce Cochran, C-O-C-H-R-A-N, date of birth December 4th of 1936. Dear Dr. Masti, this is a face-to-face visit with Ms. Cochran for stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of hyperkalemia, and proteinuria. Her last visit was December 20th of 2021. She has been having lab studies done monthly for us. She has chronic rashes on her legs and arms, and also neuropathic pain in her fingers and feet. She started alpha-lipoic acid, 300 milligram daily, and that's remarkably improved the burning pain in hands and feet. And if she avoids certain foods, the rash on her arms and legs seems to get better. She has had three of the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccinations without side effects or adverse events. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. In December of this year, she had to go to the ER after passing out at home, and her granddaughter was there and present and witnessed the event and had her go to the emergency room. She was transferred to Midland Hospital and had a permanent pacemaker placed December 27th of 2021. And she has an intermittent paroxysmal atrial fibrillation for at least a year, but that's improved with the permanent pacemaker placement. And now she's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day, and she's feeling much better. No further syncopal episodes since the pacemaker was placed. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Her shortness of breath is minimal on exertion, and she has none at rest and no cough or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, in addition to the Eliquis and alpha-lipoic acid, she's on the natural thyroid, 60 milligram daily, and Zabeta is 5 milligram, one half tablet daily, and she takes many other supplements. Physical exam, weight is 183 pounds, and this is stable. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 64. Pulse is 70, oxygen saturation 99% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no JVD, no carotid bruits. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally and a purple skin discoloration around her knees and on her elbow area bilaterally. Very patchy. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 22nd of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.4. Estimated GFR is 36, albumin 4.1, calcium is 9.2, sodium is 139, potassium was elevated at 5.6. She was reminded in March to follow her low potassium diet, and she is doing that now. Carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B. Chronic kidney disease, which is stable and actually improved after the placement of her permanent pacemaker at the end of last year. Hypertension is near to goal, and hyperkalemia to be controlled with diet. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 2 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.